USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I didn't feel a thing. Well done.
Vice President Mike Pence, after receiving the coronavirus vaccine along with his wife Karen Pence and Surgeon General Jerome Adams, all received the vaccine on live television on Friday. The Vice President continues.
As the people of this country witnessed this past week under Operation Warp Speed, the first coronavirus vaccine is literally being administered in states across the country to millions of Americans. And make no mistake about it, it's a medical miracle.
Also being vaccinated on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. If you're heading to the malls tomorrow, you won't be alone. A new survey from the National Retail Federation shows more than 150 million people in the United States plan to shop on Super Saturday, the last Saturday before Christmas. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The clock is ticking before a partial government shutdown tonight if lawmakers don't pass a funding bill tied to COVID-19 relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hopes that an agreement can be reached for all Americans. The Kentucky Republican saying things are close regarding a bipartisan deal.
In fact, I'm even more optimistic now than I was last night that a bipartisan bicameral framework for a major rescue package is very close at hand.
Votes are being looked at once again in the Peach State.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Signature verification, something also being requested ahead of the January runoff election. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Joe Biden says an investigation into his son Hunter is a way of getting to the president-elect. Biden telling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert,
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations being made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play.
The president-elect saying his son is the smartest man he knows. Former House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy reacts to the foul play comments made by President-elect Biden.
That's a weird way of phrasing it, which is why he later amended that to say the Republican politician's criticism of his son. I mean, you've got, if media reports are correct, you've got more than one investigation into Biden family members. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the grand jury is foul play. The United States Attorney's Office is not foul play. Now, you're welcome to pick on Republican politicians, but you've got two criminal investigations. That ain't foul play. That's called probable cause, Joe, not foul play.
The crime rate in Minneapolis has skyrocketed since the city slashed its police budget. Murders are up 75%, with gunshot victims more than doubling since last year. The number of carjackings has jumped to 375, up a whopping 331%. The Minneapolis City Council voted in June to begin the process of eliminating the police department and replacing it with the new public safety unit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.